All right, diving right in today. We're looking at Office 365 cloud backup, and specifically for Europe, which is, a whole other ball game
He
sometimes.
really is a lot more to consider.
Yeah, and we've got a ton of sources here, articles, research, all sorts of stuff, and they all kind of point to the same thing, this growing need for like really strong data protection strategies.
Absolutely.
But, it's easy to get lost in the weeds. So what we're going to try to do today is not just tell you what cloud backup IS, but like why it really mattered.
Especially in Europe.
Exactly. And I think that's where it gets interesting, right?
Yeah, and it goes beyond just like best practices at this point. It's becoming a, well, a legal thing you got to think about.
Yeah.
Europe, they've got this whole different regulatory landscape,
Yeah.
and GDPR, that's the big one.
Right. GDPR, we hear that all the time, but honestly, I'm not sure everyone knows what it actually means.
Right.
So maybe, like, in simple terms, what makes it so different? And like, what headaches does it cause specifically for businesses using Office 365?
Okay, so think of it this way. GDPR, it sets a really, really high bar for data protection and privacy too.
Okay.
It's not just, oops, I accidentally deleted something. It's about you have to prove you've done everything you can to protect that data, especially personal data.
Oh, I
So if you're
see.
using Office 365, Microsoft has some built-in security, but GDPR, it's like you need to go above and beyond that.
So you need your own safety net, basically.
Exactly. You can't just rely on like the basic stuff anymore.
This is getting complex fast.
It can be. And one of the trickiest parts with GDPR is this thing called right to erasure.
The right to, what was it?
Erasure. Sometimes people call it the right to be forgotten. Basically, someone can say, hey, delete all my data, and you have to do it, even if it's in Office 365.
Wow.
So,
Okay. So you can't just be like, oh, it's in the cloud, it's out of my hands. So what's a business owner in Europe using 365 supposed to do?
well, luckily, there are some companies that focus specifically on like cloud backup solutions, and they're tailored for the European market. One of the big ones is Solix.
Solix. Yeah, I saw that name a bunch in your research.
Yeah, they do a lot actually, from backup and recovery to archiving, even that e-discovery stuff. It's all to help businesses deal with those GDPR rules.
Okay. But there are a lot of companies out there, right?
Yeah.
So what makes Solix stand out?
So one thing I noticed is they really focus on saving you money. Like they help you see those hidden costs that come up when you don't have good backup.
Hidden costs, like what?
Well, think about it. You lose data, people can't work, you might get fined, you have to recreate stuff. It adds up.
Yeah, that's true. It's
Wow.
easy to just focus on like the price tag of the backup itself and forget about the mess if things go wrong.
Exactly. Solix gets that. And the other big thing, compliance assurance.
Meaning.
They really know European data laws, and they've built their solutions around that.
So it's not just like a generic backup, it's specific to what Europe needs.
That's the key. And they're not just a one-trick pony, so to speak.
Oh, I was going to ask about that. I read that they do more than just basic backup.
Right, Solix, they do application retirement, email archiving, file archiving. It's like a whole suite of things. They
Wow.
understand that data management, it's more than just, oh, let's save a copy. It's about like how you handle data through its whole life cycle.
Okay, break that down for me. What is application retirement, and why would a European business care about that?
So think about those old applications, the ones that have been around forever. They often store data in formats that are, well, kind of a nightmare for
For
GDPR.
outdated stuffs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So application retirement is moving that stuff to the cloud securely and efficiently.
I see.
And for European businesses, it's huge EE for GDPR.
How so?
Well, if you retire those old apps, you streamline things, reduce your security risks, and it's way easier to handle those data access and deletion requests that GDPR is all about.
It's like digital decluttering. You get rid of the clunky old stuff that could get you in trouble, and you move to a system that's like smooth and secure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plus, it's not just about the rules, it's about efficiency. Moving to the cloud can free up your IT people, and you don't have to maintain those outdated systems anymore.
Win-win. Okay, what about email and file archiving? Where do those fit in?
So every business has a ton of data, right?
Yeah.
Email, files, it never ends.
Truth.
Archiving isn't just about having a place to put the old stuff. It's about creating a system that's centralized, secure, and you don't go broke using it.
Okay.
And it's got to be searchable. This is huge EE for e-discovery, which we'll get into
I
later.
was going to say, that sounds like a lawyer's dream.
But even beyond that, it's just good data management and it helps you stay compliant.
So it's like having a really organized library for all your digital stuff.
Right. You know where things are, you can find them fast, and you're sure it's all safe and sound.
But GDPR isn't just about having the data. It's about, like, actually managing it well, right?
Exactly. And that brings us to metadata, which is where Solix really shines.
Metadata. I feel like that word gets thrown around, but I'm not sure I totally get it.
A lot of people don't.
So what is it, in simple terms? And why does it matter for GDPR?
Okay, think of it this way. Metadata is data about data. It's the context, the extra info. Like for an email, the metadata would be who sent it, who got it, the date, the subject, how big the file is, all that.
So it's like the behind the scenes info that helps you figure out what the data is and where it came from.
Exactly. And for GDPR, this is gold. You need to be able to track how personal data moves around, how you're using it, and if someone asks to see it or delete it, you got to prove you did it.
Makes sense.
Solix has this metadata management framework that helps businesses map out their entire data landscape.
It's like you can suddenly see through your data, right?
Right. You see the connections, where it all came from, and any potential risks.
It's not just the data itself. It's like understanding the whole story around it.
That's a great way to put it. And this level of control, it's super important for e-discovery, which is another thing Solix is really good at.
Okay, e-discovery. Basically, the legal world saying, give us everything you've got. It sounds scary.
It can be.
Yeah.
Especially when you've got data spread all over the place.
Right.
But Solix, their solutions, they make it more streamlined. They have a central place for all your data. So searching, retrieving, analyzing. It's all much easier.
Especially when a lawyer's breathing down your neck.
Right. It's not just backing it up. It's about being able to use it quickly when you need to.
That could be the difference between, like, a smooth legal process and a total disaster.
Absolutely. And they've got these advanced analytics, so you can sift through tons of data and find exactly what you need for a case. Save time, saves money. And, you know, GDPR has deadlines for responding to data requests, so it helps with that, too.
So they're helping you stay on the right side of the law, but also, like, making your life easier while they're at it.
That's the idea.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about Solix, but zooming out a bit, what are some other companies doing Office 365 cloud backup in Europe?
Sure, there are some other big names. You got Veeam, Commvault, Veritas. They all have solutions specifically for Office 365 backup in Europe.
Got it.
But, you know, they each have their own strengths and weaknesses.
Naturally.
The best choice really depends on the company, you know, what they need, their budget, all that.
So there's no magic bullet. Every business has to figure out what works for them.
That's right. So what should businesses be thinking about when they're comparing these solutions?
Yeah. What are the key things to look at?
Well, cost is always a big one, right?
Sure.
But you got to look beyond the initial price tag.
Oh.
Think about, like, implementation, maintenance, support.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
It's that total cost of ownership thing, right?
Exactly. Then features, functionality, how easy it is to use. Does it work with your existing systems? And of course, for European businesses, GDPR compliance is non-negotiable.
A lot to juggle. But I guess with data being so valuable, you got to do it right.
It's an investment for sure.
Speaking of, what are the biggest risks for European businesses when it comes to protecting Office 365 data? What keeps you up at night?
Honestly, a lot of businesses just don't have proper backup at all.
Really?
They think Microsoft's got it covered, but that's not always enough, especially for GDPR.
Right. We talked about that. You can't just rely on the basics.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's human error. Accidental deletion happens all the time.
Yeah, we've all been there.
And even with backup, restoring stuff takes time. It disrupts work. And then cyber attacks, those are a huge worry, especially ransomware.
Ugh, ransomware. Having to pay to get your own data back, that's a nightmare.
It is. And it's not just about money. GDPR can hit you with some serious fines if you don't protect data properly. Plus, your reputation takes a hit.
It's not just an IT problem, it's a business problem.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's clearly important. But where do you even start? What are some practical things businesses can do to improve their Office 365 data protection?
First things first, you got to know where you stand. Do you have a dedicated cloud backup solution? Do you have, like, written rules for how you manage data access, how long you keep it, how you delete it?
So an audit, basically. Take stock of what you've got, what you need.
Right. Once you know that, you can start looking at different solutions and pick the one that fits.
And don't forget about training your employees, right?
Huge. Human error is a big problem, so teach people about data security and make sure they follow the rules.
Okay, so technology is important, but it's also about the people using it.
Absolutely.
We've talked about a lot of risks and challenges, Is there anything good happening in this whole data landscape? Anything to be excited about?
Definitely. This focus on data protection, it's pushing people to come up with better solutions.
Okay.
Cloud backup is getting cheaper and easier to use, so even smaller companies can add a good protection.
That's good news.
And data analytics, that's another exciting area. If you combine data protection with analytics, you can learn a lot about your business, make better decisions, even get ahead of the competition.
So it's not just about protecting data, it's about using it to do more.
Exactly.
Okay, last question before we wrap up. We've talked about the laws, the technology, but what about the ethics of it all? With GDPR being so big on privacy, how can businesses protect data but also be respectful of people's rights?
That's a great question, and it's important. GDPR, it's not just a bunch of rules, it's about building trust and being transparent.
Right.
You got to be upfront about how you collect data, how you use it, how you store it, give people control over their data, and make sure you're using it fairly and legally.
It's about doing the right thing, not just checking boxes.
Exactly. And it can actually help you. If you handle data ethically, people will trust you more, your reputation gets better, and we all create a better digital world.
So we've covered a lot today, from the nitty-gritty of Office 365 cloud backup to the bigger picture of data protection in Europe. I feel like we've just scratched the surface, but hopefully this is a good starting point for our listeners.
I hope so, too. It's been great talking about this with you.
Likewise. And to our listeners, keep digging, keep asking questions, and don't be afraid to push the boundaries. Because data, it's not just numbers. It's about people and their stories and the future we're all building together. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me. So you've got this, like, map of all your data, right? Mm-hmm. And that's key for GDPR, being able to show what you've got and where it is.
Yeah, makes sense.
But this granular control, knowing all that about your data, it's really important for e-discovery too, which, as you know, Solix is pretty great at.
Right. E-discovery, it's basically like the legal world's way of saying, show us everything. And that can be intimidating.
For sure. Especially when you've got like tons of data scattered across all these different systems.
Oh, yeah. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, except the haystack is made of digital files.
Exactly. But what Solix does is they bring it all together. They create a centralized repository.
Right.
So all your data is in one place, which makes searching, retrieving, analyzing. It's way easier.
So when a lawyer comes knocking, you're not scrambling.
Right. And it's not just having the data backed up, it's being able to actually use it quickly, too, which, you know, can make a big difference in a legal situation.
Oh, yeah. A smooth process versus a total meltdown.
Exactly. And they have those advanced analytics, right? So you can sift through mountains of data and find the exact document, the exact email thread, whatever you need for that specific case.
Saves time, saves money, and probably saves some stress, too.
For sure. And don't forget, GDPR has those deadlines for responding to data requests. So this helps with that, too.
So they're keeping you on track legally, but also just making the whole process smoother.
That's the goal.
Okay, we've spent a lot of time talking about Solix. But zooming out a little, what are some of the other players in this space? Other companies doing Office 365 cloud backup in Europe?
Oh, yeah. There are definitely others out there. Veeam, Commvault, Veritas. They all have solutions specifically for Office 365 in Europe.
Right, right. So it's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Nope, not at all. Every business, they've got to do their homework, figure out what works best for them.
Exactly. So what are some of the things they should be considering? Like, what are the key factors when they're looking at these different solutions?
Well, first off, cost is always a biggie, right?
Of course.
But you can't just look at the initial price. Got to think about the whole picture. Implementation, maintenance, support, all that adds up over time.
It's that total cost of ownership thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Then you've got to think about like the features, the functionality, how easy is it to use? Does it work with your existing systems? And of course, for our European friends, GDPR compliance is a must.
No way around that one.
Nope. So yeah, it's a lot to think about, but data is so important these days. You really got to make sure you're doing it right.
Data is like gold, right? Got to protect your gold.
Exactly.
So speaking of risks, what are some of the biggest ones for European businesses when it comes to Office 365 data? What should people be worried about?
Well, the biggest one, honestly, just not having any backup at all.
Seriously.
It's more common than you think. People assume Microsoft's got them covered, but that's not always enough for GDPR.
Right. We talked about that earlier. You can't just rely on the built-in stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then human error. People deleting things by accident. It happens all the time.
Oh, I've definitely done that before.
Right. And even if you have backup, restoring it takes time, it disrupts work, and then there's the cyber attacks. Those are a growing concern. Ransomware, especially.
Ransomware. I feel like I'm hearing about that more and more.
Yeah, it's nasty. Having to pay someone to get your own data back. Total nightmare.
It is. And it's not just the money, right? There's the fines under GDPR, the damage to your reputation.
All of that. Data protection, it's not just an IT problem anymore. It's a business problem, a big one.
So true. But this all feels kind of overwhelming. Like, where do you even begin? What are some practical things businesses can do to improve their data protection, specifically in Office 365?
Well, the first step is knowing where you stand. Do you have a dedicated cloud backup solution? Are there any written policies for managing data? Like how you access it, how long you keep it, how you delete it?
So like a self-assessment, right?
Exactly. Once you know what you've got, you can start looking at solutions and choose one that works for you. And don't forget about employee training. That's huge.
Training.
Yeah. Human error, it's a big source of data loss.
Yeah.
So you got to teach people about good data security practices, make sure they're following the rules.
So technology is important, but the human element matters too.
For sure.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of risks and challenges, but what about some of the positives? Is there anything good happening in this data landscape? Anything to be excited about?
Oh, absolutely. All this focus on data protection, it's pushing people to innovate to create better solutions.
Okay, so it's driving progress in a way.
Exactly. And cloud backup is becoming more affordable, easier to use, so even smaller companies can have good protection.
That's good to hear.
And then you've got data analytics, which is super exciting. When you combine data protection with analytics, you can learn a lot about your business, make better decisions, even get ahead of the competition.
So it's not just about protecting data, it's about using it strategically.
Exactly. It's about getting the most out of your data.
I like that. Okay, one last question before we wrap up. We've talked about the legal stuff, the tech stuff, but what about the ethics of all this? GDPR is so big on individual privacy. So how can businesses protect data and also be respectful of people's rights?
That's a great question, and it's really important. GDPR, it's not just about following the rules. It's about building trust and being transparent. It's
transparency, yeah. That seems to be a big theme.
It is. You have to be upfront with people. How you collect data, how you use it, how you store it. You got to give people control over their data and make sure you're using it fairly, legally, ethically.
So it's about doing the right thing, not just ticking the boxes.
Exactly. And, you know, doing the right thing can actually be good for business. People trust you more. Your reputation improves. We all create a better digital world.
That's a nice way to think about it. So we've covered a lot in this deep dive, from the technical details of Office 365 cloud backup to the bigger picture of data protection in Europe and all the challenges and opportunities that come with it.
And we didn't even get into half of it. This is a huge topic.
It really is. But hopefully we've given our listeners a good foundation, a place to start.
I hope so. It's been great talking about this with you.
Same here. And to all our listeners out there, keep learning, keep asking questions, and don't be afraid to push the boundaries a little. Because data, it's not just numbers and algorithms. It's about people and their stories. And ultimately, it's about the future we're all building together. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time for another fascinating exploration of the world around us.
Until next time. I think the big takeaway here is data protection, it's not just an IT thing anymore. It's like essential for any business.
Yeah, it's business critical for sure.
Especially in Europe with Office 365. You can't just do the basic backup. You need a whole strategy.
Right. Backup, recovery, archiving, metadata, e-discovery. It's a lot.
It is. And it's not just about the technology, right? It's the people, the processes, the whole culture of the company.
It's got to be built in from the ground up.
Exactly.
Okay. So for our listeners who are like ready to take action, what resources would you recommend? Where should they start?
Well, there's a lot of good stuff online. The European Data Protection Supervisor, their website's great for understanding GDPR.
Okay. That makes sense. What about like industry groups?
Oh, yeah. Those two. The IAPP, the International Association of Privacy Professionals, yeah. They've got tons of info and training.
Those are good starting points.
They are. And don't forget, this stuff changes all the time. So going to conferences, webinars, that helps you stay up to date.
Right. Got to keep learning.
There are also a bunch of online publications and blogs that focus on data protection and privacy. Lots to choose from.
So it's about being proactive, staying informed. This isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Exactly. It's always evolving.
And we talked about the rules, the tech, but what about the human side of this? How do business leaders handle those ethical questions? You know, GDPR is all about privacy. How do you balance that with protecting data?
That's the key, right? And honestly, I think the best approach is just being open. Talk to your employees, talk to your customers, be transparent about what you're doing with their data.
So communication is key.
It is. Explain how you're using their data, why it matters, and listen to their feedback. If they have concerns, be willing to adjust.
So it's about building trust, showing that you're taking this seriously.
Exactly. It's not just about checking boxes. It's about doing the right thing.
And hopefully that leads to better relationships, right? With your employees, with your customers.
Absolutely. When you do things ethically, everybody wins. You build trust, your reputation gets better, and we create a more responsible digital world.
I love that. Well, this has been fantastic. We've covered so much ground today. Office 365, cloud backup, the whole European data landscape. It's a complex topic.
It is, but hopefully we've given our listeners some food for thought.
Yeah, a good foundation to build on.
Exactly. It's been a pleasure talking with you about this.
Likewise. And to our listeners, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the boundaries. Because data, it's more than just numbers. It's about people, their stories, and the future we're all creating together. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another adventure into the world of data and technology.
See you then.